Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
Team like L.A. and San Fran, they were making very strong pushes late. How did Philadelphia get this done?
They offered the most money. And that was always what was going to decide this. For all the smoke, all the things you heard all this time, Bryce doesn't want to play in Philly. Bryce doesn't like Gabe Kapler. Guess what wins? The highest offer. Guess what usually wins in free agency? The highest offer. Now, there are some interesting things here. And yes, they get the record guarantee, $330 million, surpassing Giancarlo Stanton's $325. But as you guys have said, it's spread over 13 years. And the idea of no opt-outs, well, I was told by one source that Bryce didn't want an opt-out, but immediately heard from others in baseball saying, uh-uh. What happened was the Phillies said, if you're getting this $330, you're not getting an opt-out. That's the trade-off that occurred. Clearly, the Phillies were willing to go to 330 if they got the commitment from Bryce that he would be there. And that, of course, includes the full no trade as well. So it's a fascinating deal. It's a huge day for the Phillies.
This deal is not about the last 5 years. This deal is about the first 8 years. This deal is about getting his age 26 through 33 seasons and what the Phillies can do in that time. They want to win multiple championships over that short-term period. They feel like they can do it. And they've got the core that can win multiple championships. So you eat those years on the back end in order to get the ones on the front end.
Well, this turned into quite the interesting sports day. I think you've got 330 million reasons to listen today. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday. We're just going to go ahead and assume the weekend is here. Lots of sportsy stuff going on today. Let's have some fun. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff. What's going on with you, man?
Sports stuff and this damn rain I wish would stop.
The beauty of being inside all day is I don't even know when it's raining.
Yeah, I had to drive around in that crap a little bit this afternoon. Not pleasant. So if I wanted to live in Seattle, I'd move up there.
Okay.
Because I'd have legal weed.
Well, but, anyway. I would see that. I mean, that'd be an improvement.
So, well, lots of sports stuff to get to, but
too much.
Last night, I went over to King's Court for Glenn Davis's show.
Okay.
Did a segment with him, actually. And it's good stuff, man. Good turnout. And really appreciated him putting me on. Had fun over there.
And you were on?
Yeah, I was on for like a segment.
Oh, boy. How'd that go?
Well, good.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we basically made fun of you. And then,
what?
Yeah. Yeah, and what a terrible human being you are for asking about his niece. But no, it was a good time. But watched a lot of sports last night, including the end of your Rockets game, some hockey, which nobody cares about. Watched the end of the Cincinnati SMU debacle, which was really ugly.
Yeah.
And then I watched the end of your beloved Longhorns against Baylor.
Oh, you talk about really ugly.
Oh, my goodness. Because, like, I'd flipped over and they're up 15 or something. And, yeah. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to watch this. And then I saw on the scroll that it was down to like 5. Dude,
that's embarrassing.
And so I flipped back over there. I still don't know how they lost that game. I don't. That travel call at the end, a little dicey, if you ask me.
Yeah, but it shouldn't come down to that.
Yeah.
That team is a mess. I think they're going to end up having a fire shock of Smart. I think there's a possibility they missed the tournament for the second time in 4 years under Shaka Smart. Rick Barnes was there, 17 years?
Yeah.
He didn't miss the tournament twice in 17 years. It's very... Yeah.
I saw your tweet about how they should throw all that money at that coach in Tennessee.
Longhorn fan lost their damn mind on me last night because I jokingly said on Twitter that Texas should fire Shaka Smart and write a blank check for that coach at Tennessee. What? He couldn't win when he was here. I know. The entire time I was in Austin, that's who I was covering. I know who Rick Barnes was. Thank you for reminding me.
Maybe you're just a crap basketball school. Let's be honest.
Could be.
I
wouldn't say crap. It's just you're not a... I guess for whatever reason, Texas fans think they're entitled to be a national championship kind of basketball program. There's a difference between being a good basketball program and an elite basketball program. And Texas isn't going to be an elite basketball program. They have no business being an elite basketball program. They don't care enough about basketball at that school. So Texas fans' expectations are a little off. Like it's a little bit like, I think what they're getting with Shaka Smart is a little bit like what they got with Charlie Strong. People were frustrated with Mac Brown. He had a down year or two, and they were like, we've gotten the best we can get out of him. Let's get out of here, get some fresh blood. And then it was like, oh, my God, what have we done? And Rick Barnes was the same way. I mean, this is a guy who took that team to a Final Four, has somehow got LaMarcus Aldridge and Kevin Durant to come to that school.
And T.J. Ford at the time was a big get.
Yeah, and, you know, he like I said, missed one tournament the entire time he was at Texas. He was a 70% winner at that school. Shaka Smart through 4 years, 50% winner. You got to be careful what you wish for. And Texas, they thought that they'd gotten all they could get out of Rick Barnes. And sometimes, you know what, man? The guy you got, the guy who's getting you to 16 out of 17 tournaments and gotten you to a couple Sweet 16s and a Final Four, those guys, they don't grow on trees. And I think Texas is sort of, they're starting to see that maybe we ran that guy out a little early.
As much as you have tons of advantages there, that's not an easy place to win, especially in basketball.
No.
And, you know, it was just such a bad loss last night. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-ESPN. 3776. Well, let's get to your guy, Bryce Harper. Can we now stop with the, oh, we need to strike. Oh, free agencies. We should be embarrassed by this free agency stuff. Can we stop with all that crap now?
Yeah, I think we can.
Baseball players, I'm talking to you.
Yeah. I mean, I think Dallas Keuchel and Bud Norris are still wondering why they're not signed. There's definitely going to be a strike. But, I mean, listen. Bryce Harper got the money, and that's a big deal, and he should be happy that he got that. 13 years is just absurd to me, but
see, I kind of have a theory about that.
Okay,
because he was basically looking for 10 years, $33 million, right?
Yeah,
that's probably what you were going to have to pay. So you're going to get 3 extra years. Now they'll be the bad years.
Yeah.
37, 38, 39, theoretically. You'll get 3 extra years for what you would have had to pay him for 10. So from that perspective, it kind of makes sense.
If you look at it like this, so let's say you look at it that, let's say you think he and Machado are going to be even players, which they have been through their career so far. But let's say those guys are the same player over the next 10 years. If you say, okay, Machado got $300 million over 10 years. So if you say they both get $30 million a year, over the next 10 years, then you get 3 years of Bryce Harper for $10 million. And, you know, I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world. I think that Bryce Harper probably wanted to be the most per year guy, and that is off the table now. But that's the richest contract ever.
Right.
I mean, total money
bigger
so,
than Stanton. So
yeah, and that's I mean, good for him.
And you know what, the Phillies, I think that was a splash they needed to make. Now, you know, I've already had a bunch of texts saying, "Well, what if he sucks? Philly fan will be all over Matt.
He might.
That could happen. But as soon as he hits a home run, they'll start cheering again.
Yeah.
But I think it's in so the final deal was at 13 years, $330 million.
Yeah.
So Eric Sandler brought up something earlier. Well, okay. I think we're at the end of the segment here, so we'll make that a tease.
Well, good for them, by the way, for I mean they go out and they get Real Muto, and now they add Harper, and they've already got some, you know, some pretty decent players on that team. Franco's a nice little third baseman. Reese Hoskins is turning into a player. Gene Segura is a good shortstop. Nick Williams, they brought in Andrew McCutchen. So the Phillies, I mean, they're serious, and that's, I mean, you like to see it.
Yeah, I think they kind of did it where they built up, they had some good young players that were starting to come into their own, and then they went out and added some big pieces, which is one way to do it. And yeah. I hope it works for them because, you know, baseball's more interesting when the Phillies are good. That's a good baseball city.
Well, I mean, I just think the more good teams there are, period, the more teams that are competitive, the better it is for baseball. And the fact that they're putting him in that lineup now, to me, that's it says that they want to make sure that they're one of those competitive teams. And
well, and I would also say that park is much better for him than the Nationals park in terms of dimensions. So I would expect to see a spike in his numbers there. All right. Hey, guys. Got to tell you about my man, Lawyer Dave. The Blitz is a family, and Lawyer Dave likes to represent the family. And if you've been hurt in any kind of accident, car, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall, he's going to take care of you. If you've been hurt by bad drugs or doctor or hospital negligence, he's going to take care of you. And if you're thinking, hey, man, I can't afford to go to a doctor if I get in a wreck, well, guess what? They'll put you with a doctor. He's not going to charge you for consultations. If you have a question about anything, just call him. If he can't help you, he'll put you with the right person. If he can help you, then guess what? He's not going to see a dime until you win. He's betting on you. And that's why you should bet on him. He's based right here in Houston. But he also practices all over Golden Triangle, all over Texas. So any issue you have, give him a call at 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900. Or you can hit him up on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law, or just go to lawyerdave.com. And he will help you out. Need a lawyer? Better Dial Dave.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I guess we got the replay of the Astros-Marlins game on. It was on the TV where I was earlier. And so I was watching a little bit, and there's always that guy that you look up on the screen and go, holy bleep, who is that? Today was Taylor Jones, who's, I don't know that he's much of a prospect, but he's 6'7", 225.
Yeah.
It's a big dude, man. But he had a hit today. So Eric Sandler brought something up. It was like, what if you were offered a 13-year deal being paid in the top five of your of what you do?
Okay.
Would you commit to that? Would you say, you know what, I'll do this for the next 13 years? Now, this is a better question for guys like you and him because you're youngs.
Eric who?
Sandler.
Eric's young?
Yeah, he's like 40.
Oh, okay.
39, 40. He's your age.
He looks older than me.
Yeah, barely.
No, he looks way older than me. I mean, maybe I look 35.
No, probably what it is. You probably look 42.
13 years, I make an...
the average... Basically, top
like I'm like on the franchise tag.
Yeah, for 13 years.
Absolutely. Oh, wait a minute. I'll make the average of the top five show hosts or program directors.
This is kind of like the clowny defensive end or linebacker, isn't it?
It is.
Because I would say average of major market show hosts, not national in this case.
Major market show hosts, including New York.
New York skewers it a little.
It does.
So let's toss New York.
Oh, no.
See, now it's not an easy question, is it?
Now we're talking, I bet the top five guys outside of New York that aren't national are probably making, what, $300,000, $400,000?
I was thinking somewhere in between $200,000 and $250,000.
Oh.
Maybe $250,000 to $300,000.
Oh.
Because, well, I guess, the Chicago guys probably do well. The L.A. guys do well.
Dallas guys do really well, too.
Yeah, those guys do, too. So, yeah, well, let's say 300 is the number. How's that? That's kind of low end.
That is low end. Now, when you said the top five guys, I was like, okay, I'm going to get like...
Stern.
Howard Stern and
Rush Limbaugh.
Nope.
Local sports radio guys makes it a different story. I'd probably do it. But here's the thing. Well, would my salary go up as the average goes up?
No, you get...
I'm locking in.
You're locking in. Because to be honest, what he's getting, it's going to be kind of a bargain for a few of those years.
It's going to look like a bargain.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I don't think it's as easy a question as,
I'd probably do it because I know I can live comfortably on that salary. And
you're also committing to not leaving Houston.
That's the other
pretty much the rest of your career.
I'm getting to the point in my career where I'm like at my most valuable.
Right, you're like Bryce Harper.
I'm in my earning prime, and now I feel like I'm close enough now to that range that I don't know if I'd want to lock myself in at that number. I might say no right now.
Okay. Because Sandler said he would say yes. To keep doing what he's doing.
Top five food critics outside of New York.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what food critics make. I mean, I've got a better idea what top radio guys make, but
actually, I don't even know what top radio guys make. I know what some people, I know what I make.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the Big O makes or Carl Dukes or somebody like that.
Right.
But, it's not for, I wouldn't do it because I don't want to do this for 13 more years because, I think.
Oh boy. I just looked up sports talk radio, average annual salary.
Yeah.
You want to take a wild guess?
No, just tell me.
$54,597 is the national average.
Yeah, but there's a lot of $28,000 and $30,000 guys out there that kind of bring that down. But no, because that would be 67 years old at the end of that. I just can't see doing it.
Yeah,
because now if I were your age, actually, I think the age to do that would be like 45. If you're 45 years old, that's a pretty good deal.
I mean, because you've pretty much peaked. Your earning potential is peaked at 45, I would say, in our business.
I keep saying that, but I keep also, every time I'm saying, this is my last move, another opportunity comes up. So, I do think if I were to move, it'd be my last move.
Yeah.
But I thought my last move was 10 years ago, to be honest with you. But, I kind of think, the longest I want to do this is when I do it until I'm 60, because I think after that I don't want to be irrelevant. I don't want to be one of those, there's already people who think I'm a dinosaur. I think when I'm 60 I'm gonna really be a dinosaur if I even live that long.
I'm looking at the highest paid radio, like salaries, the highest salaries in radio,
yeah,
period, not just sports radio, yeah. I would take that average of the top five.
Yeah, well, that's you mentioned the names there.
Howard, Rush Limbaugh.
Has Howard passed Rush now?
Yeah, Howard, $95 million a year.
That's not bad.
Rush, $77 million a year.
He was over 100 at one point.
Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, wow.
$65 million a year.
What's that Steve Harvey make?
Does he do a radio show?
Yeah, he does.
I don't know. I don't think he's in the top five.
Okay.
Sean Hannity, $29 million a year. And Glenn Beck, 16.5.
So if I told you you could go and become a conservative talk show host.
Come on.
And make Hannity money.
I would do it.
I would do
it. I would do it. Of course I would do it.
That's not
for Sean Hannity money.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll say whatever you put in. I'll be like Anchorman. You can just put it up in front of me. I'll read it off the teleprompter.
You know what? I'd only have to do
Trump
that.
Is a god. Whatever he says is great. You are all fake news. Stop.
The left will never admit Trump is doing good things. Not just good things, great things. The best things. He's tremendous. Sad.
Yeah. Homosexuals are ruining the fabric of Americana. They need to be banned and outlawed. Stop. By the way, I don't really think that. I'm just putting myself in those shoes.
There was also a rumor I heard while I worked for that giant conglomerate is that every time Rush Limbaugh's new contract comes up, they actually buy him a new private jet. So he gets one like once every 6 years. He gets a new, because I guess he names it after his radio network, and they hand deliver it to him, and every 5 or 6 years he gets one, and they take back the old one and go sell it off for, you know, whatever they can make off of it. But that's a bonus for signing with the giant.
It looks like the top, which by the way, the giant that you're talking about that's in bankruptcy. Yeah, yet they can.
Yeah,
still,
you wonder.
Yeah,
the top sports guys. It's got
to be like Skip and Stephen A.
Cowherd. Which, let me see when this was written. This was from...
But it's also, it's tough to judge guys like Skip and Stephen A. because they do so much TV as part of their deal, too.
So this is from 2018.
Okay.
Colin Cowherd, $2 million.
Okay.
That ain't bad. Yeah. Russo, Mad Dog Russo, $3
million. Okay.
I don't know what Mike Francesa makes. He's not on the list.
The guy who got accused of fraud was making $2 million a year.
Oh, yeah. Boomer Esiason's partner. What was that guy's name? Carton. Yeah, Carton and Boomer. Mike Golic, $5 million per.
Wow.
And Dan Patrick, $5 million per.
What's Rich Eisen's show do? Because he probably should be
He's
up there.
Not even on the list.
Interesting.
Not even on the list. And number 15 on the list makes $300,000.
Who is that?
Harry Shearer.
Not familiar with his...
Harry Shearer, he does the voices on The Simpsons, but I guess he's also a radio guy.
Huh.
I didn't know that. And he was also the bassist for Spinal Tap.
Yeah, I that's interesting.
I guess it's an NPR show called Le Show.
Wow, NPR has enough money to pay a dude $300,000?
Yep.
Wow. Well, I do remember at one point, I think it was Joan Kroc donated like $200 million to NPR when she died. So.
Yeah. It's a tough question. I don't know if I would do it. I'd consider it, though. I mean, it's good to have job security for that long.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some positives for sure. All right, guys, I got to tell you about My Computer Career. And last month, over 10,000 people went to mycomputercareer.edu, took their free career evaluation, and got on their way to a new life. And that's in 1 month. They started 2019 in a bad job or not making enough money, and they did something about it. At My Computer Career, you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with no IT experience. Because helping people start IT careers, that's what they do. That's what they're all about. And you can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, you'll be on your way. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's MyComputerCareer. MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. Quit spouting nonsense on Twitter about me making $800,000.
People wanted to know what you're making.
I'm just now about to get out from under the IRS.
Oh, yeah. Well, sorry. So I didn't mean to put your business out
there.
Yeah,
please don't, because now I'm going to be getting this IRS agent saying, you only reported this much, and
you only reported $750,000, and apparently you made $800,000.
Stop. Listen, I do okay, but I also have money for Sports Map. I have money for, all my other projects, audiobooks, things like that. I mean, so it's...
Your book?
My book, yeah, that's doing really well. So it's I don't need to make a ton in radio anymore, which is fine. I'm not going to complain about what I make, but I take a lot of concessions around here because I want the whole team to be better, and I'm doing well enough with some of the other stuff. Now, when the next divorce happens, that's a new story. we'll talk then.
Astro fan, what was the Astros' biggest splash this offseason, would you say?
Brantley.
Okay. Think about this. The Phillies this winter, I mean, they just got Bryce Harper, who was considered the jewel of free agency.
Right.
Gene Segura, JT Realmuto, David Robertson, and Andrew McCutchen. They brought in like five potentially like way above average impact players. And the Astros brought in Michael Brantley. Do you think the Astros are kind of fat and happy?
No, I just don't think they needed...
You can't tell me the Astros right now don't need help in their rotation.
They do, but they weren't as far away as the Phillies were.
No, they weren't.
And that's the thing. The Phillies had to go out and make those moves. What did Astros fan do to piss you off now?
They didn't do anything. I'm asking why we're okay that the Astros are just kind of riding this thing out and saying,
we're
gonna roll with a diminished version of the roster we had last year.
I just assume that they'll make a pitching move at some point, whether Keuchel doesn't get what he wants somewhere else and they go and sign him for 2 years for $40 million or something, or they make a trade at the deadline. To me, that's the only thing they're really. I wanted another bat. I think Brantley can be that. They need another pitcher, and who knows if Miley works out, great, but. They didn't have to go out and get five guys this offseason. They really needed to go out and get two or three, and they got one. Well, two, I guess.
Who's two?
They plug Miley in, so I guess that's your starting pitcher.
Yeah.
I
think they needed to get more than three guys because they let Marwin go.
Yeah, well, they brought in Diaz to replace him, basically.
That's not a real replacement.
It's the same. His numbers are exactly the same. He plays a bunch of positions.
All right.
And he's cheaper.
He's much cheaper.
So, yeah, I mean, you go look at his year-by-year numbers. They're almost exactly the same as Marwin's. He's almost exactly the same player. So, now would I like to see an upgrade over Reddick? Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's paid for. It is what it is with him. But, I guess they brought in Chirinos to be a catcher.
That was just kind of garbage in, garbage out.
It's a filler move, yeah.
And that position is not, they weren't going to be good there unless they went out and got Realmuto, and that didn't happen. So, they're not really any different at catcher. I mean, are you mourning the loss of Evan Gaddis?
No, not really. I mean.
You assume Tyler White's going to be that guy, right?
You like to think so. But I do think, I mean, Brian McCann was, he didn't play very well last year, but he was important to the pitching staff. I think that was important. I mean, and maybe Chirinos can be that guy.
Yeah.
I just worry when I see Colin McHugh penciled in as the third starter and he didn't pitch more than three innings at any point last year.
See, would you feel better if they wound up re-signing Keuchel on a short-term deal, like for 2 years?
Much better.
Yeah, so would I. And I'm not going to rule that out until he signs elsewhere. Because then if you go with, if you've got Verlander, Cole, Keuchel, Miley, then you can put McHugh back in the bullpen and use Framber or whoever else you want in that fifth spot. So,
maybe like the fifth spot is much ado about nothing. Maybe we're making a big deal over is it going to be Framber
James
or whoever. But, and I think James is better suited for the bullpen anyway. But, and eventually, I guess the long-term game plan is for Forrest Whitley to be that guy. Although I don't think you can go into this season assuming that at some point he'll be in your rotation because we don't know yet. We don't know what he is at the major league level. But right now you've got basically three guys in your Verlander, Cole, and Miley that I feel like, okay, those are major league starting pitchers. And the other guys, McHugh, Peacock, Framber, you're trying to like turn them into starting pitchers, or they were starting pitchers and you decided they'd be better off in the bullpen and now you're in a pinch, so you're trying to make them starting pitchers again. And when you did that, when you made that move and you add McHugh and Peacock, you take them from the bullpen, right, and add them to the rotation, what'd you bring back to the bullpen? Nothing. So I'm starting to get concerned, and it's weird that all these other teams seem to be making moves and the Astros just seem like, well, we're cool. I don't get it.
Well,
you've got this window open.
I've been saying all along that I still don't think they've done anything to catch the Red Sox. Red Sox are still better than them, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm not so sure the Yankees aren't better than them. And that should be your target.
I would say the Yankees, with what they've done this offseason, I'd probably rather have the Yankees roster than the Astros right now. At least for the next year.
Yeah, I guess I just have faith that they'll, at some point, if that's a problem. Hey, in a perfect world, let's say Miley's effective and healthy and McHugh makes the transition just fine, and then either James or Whitley becomes a guy. Well, then you're fine. And if that doesn't happen, I kind of feel like they'll go trade for somebody.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm not really ready to rule out the fact that they might be able to get Keuchel back.
I wouldn't either. I don't think
he's going to get a long-term deal, and I think they would pay him for 2 years.
Yeah.
So I'm more concerned that you got to get Cole and Verlander locked up long-term. So,
well, I don't know. I mean, Verlander, how long-term do you want to lock him up for?
I think that guy can pitch another 3-4 years, frankly.
Okay. I thought you meant like long-term.
No. Listen, just because somebody signed for 13 years today,
let's not get crazy.
That is not what I consider long-term. I consider that to be insane. Insanity, I say. But no, I don't think there's any reason to worry yet, because I do think the offense has a chance to be a lot better just getting guys healthy. I mean, on the flip side, there are some things that could happen that would be negatives. Like, what if Bregman's last year's Bregman was his career year, just like Springer's 2017 was his career year. But if those guys continue to improve, healthy Altuve, Correa hopefully healthy, I think Brantley has a chance to be a real good addition out there. I think offensively they have a chance to be really good. I still don't think their offense is going to be as good as the Red Sox.
And that's the other thing. One of the bigger concerns I've got about this team in general is who on this team doesn't have an injury history and like kind of a recent injury history. Verlander?
Yeah, he's...
End of discussion?
Yeah, well...
I mean, Bregman's banged up now.
Yeah, well, Cole's gone a couple of years without getting hurt. So there's that. But yeah, that's always a bit of a concern. But I'm not ready to panic yet. I'm going to stick with what I said a month ago. I think they're not as good. I don't think on paper they're as good as they were last year going into the season. I think the starting rotation was clearly better going in because you had Keuchel and McCullers in there and Cole and Verlander. that's not as good. Everything else, it's about the same. But they weren't good enough to beat the Red Sox last year. So they're going to need to get better. And like I said, I think they'll either make a deal at some point or maybe Forrest Whitley is the truth.
Yeah.
And if he comes in and suddenly you've got, you know, another young ace, boy, you don't really need another starting pitcher because then you're going to have three guys going into the playoffs.
Gerrit Cole, not counting his rookie year when he pitched 19 games, he came up later in the season. 32 starts in 15, 33, and 17, 32 last year. 16 and 14, 22 and 21 starts. So, two out of his five seasons, he's had injury problems. Which, I mean, it doesn't mean he's going to again. Charlie Morton came in with, I mean, he looked like he was never going to have a healthy season. And the whole time he was here, he was healthy.
That's another guy that I think they're going to miss, is Charlie Morton.
They're good. I mean, if they, what I was saying is, McCullers being hurt, losing Charlie Morton, and if they decide not to bring back Keuchel, that's three of the guys in your rotation that you counted on last year, and you're replacing them with Wade Miley and a bunch of maybes.
Well, you just need one of those maybes to work out. Yeah. And they do sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a given that all those guys are going to suck.
They don't always work out, though.
No, but, I mean, you've got four pretty good young arms there. One of them's bound to work out.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, go make another trade. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
Texas A&M versus Vanderbilt. College basketball. Saturday at 6 p.m. on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hey, guys, I tweeted out one more time about the run on Sunday. If you want to participate, it'd be a lot of fun. If not, you want to donate a few bucks to a great cause, it's on my Twitter feed. Go find it. Canada's kicking our ass right now. We need America to pick it up. That's all I'm saying.
USA.
So Dustin says, this is the year that the training wheels start to come off. We start seeing if this touted minor league system translates to big league success. I think at some point, yeah, some of these guys need to develop into players for you. And, well, like James did last year, he kind of came out of nowhere, was a pretty good pitcher for him. But, yeah, you need one of those guys to step in. One of your top prospects needs to be a good player for you.
Yeah.
Derek Fisher, hasn't happened. Kyle Tucker?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
But, you know, these are the guys that are supposed to be your next group of stars. At some point, one or two of them will need to step up. And the guys that stepped up last year weren't necessarily the ones you expected. Tony Kemp.
Yeah.
Tyler White. And you need some of that, too. But I'm not too concerned right now. I'd like to see – I wish the starting staff was a little more established, if that's a fair word.
No, that's fair.
But I'm not – ready to panic about them yet. They still have two of the best starters in the league at the top of the rotation. Robert asked, why did the CFL kick Johnny out just for missing meetings? It wasn't that. That's what they're going to want you to hear. So
what Johnny's people want you to hear.
There was a big investment in Johnny up there. They weren't going to cut him loose unless something bad happened. And I have talked to some people up there, and it wasn't just missing meetings, no matter what you hear. So we'll just leave it at that. But and there's a serious suspicion that he was trying to get out of the contract so he could play with the AAF.
Yeah.
So,
and I think that's probably a founded suspicion.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it past him at all. By the way, apparently his wife is a cheater too. Did you see that story?
No.
Bree Teezy Manziel. She's a Instagram person, model, and also the wife of Johnny Manziel. Ran what she says was her first half marathon.
Okay.
And she did it in less than 2 hours, which is pretty impressive. 158.22. Basically a 9 minute, 6 second pace per mile. That's pretty good.
Not bad.
For somebody out there for her first one. However, there's a little bit of suspicion because she ran her first 6.4 miles in 1:31:29. That's over 14 minutes a mile. And didn't post a split at the 11-mile marker.
Oh, no.
Her and this other girl both finished together 27 minutes later at the same time. They both missed the 11-mile marker. And she ran the final 6.7 miles of the race in 26 minutes and 54 seconds, which would be 4 minutes per mile.
That seems unlikely.
Yeah, the woman's world record pace for the 10K is 4 minutes 42.6 per mile. Men's world record holder, Kenenisa Bekele, did 4:13.8 when he set the fastest ever time in 2005.
I can't imagine. I mean, I can. I guess there's some people who, like, it makes them feel good to post it on social media. But if you're willing to challenge yourself enough to, like, run a marathon or something like that, don't you want to do it and, like, know that you were able to do it? Like, isn't that part of the... Like, well, I can't imagine people don't run. I mean, you know this better than me. I don't run competitively. I don't, like, it wouldn't make me feel good to run a long way. I ran a lot between the ages of 17 and 20 to the point where I don't like running at all.
And
now,
you also were running carrying backpacks and guns.
Right. But so I'm not like one of these people who needs to say, I've got to push myself to be able to run 15 miles because I've done it. I know I can do it. So I'm good with that. But marathoners don't run so they can get the medal at the end, right? They run for a sense of accomplishment. Am I crazy to think that?
Well, yeah, that's why you do it. But I think in her case, because she's an Instagram model and everything, having a good time probably was important to her. So what the theory is there was an out and back, basically, where you go out on a big circle and come back.
Yeah.
That if she skipped that, it would shave 5 miles off. And it would still, it would fit almost perfectly with the 6.4. The last 2 miles in 26:54 is basically what she was doing over the first 6.4 miles. So she skipped 5 miles of the half marathon.
Yeah.
No, when I did it, it was really slow. But the whole point was I wanted to prove to myself I could run a half marathon. And I wasn't going to cut it off and not do the whole thing. What's the point? And, you know, you're supposed to go the 13 miles. And in this case, but I'm guessing... You know, and then, of course, she's castigated her, quote, sad and pathetic accusers for questioning her time and clarified that though she didn't train specifically for the half marathon, I am a full-time athlete. I train all year, every year. Anyone who knows me knows I hate cardio. What are you doing it for then?
What's the point?
Yeah. So, and there's GPS. There's all kinds of ways to tell if people can ever actually finishing the damn thing.
Yeah.
But that's pretty weak.
Wouldn't full-time athlete imply that she gets paid to do something athletic every day?
Well, Manziel.
Oh, he's athletic.
Yeah.
Hey, good news. We can slow down the talks about a strike again. Another baseball player has signed.
Yes.
Thanks, Ryan, for getting me this news from John Heyman. Bud Norris. Has signed a minor league deal with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Hmm.
So that's what you call insurance for when Ken Giles falls apart, inevitably. He will.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen.
So they're just saying, you know what? All right, we got somebody in the works.
Somebody asked me, would you skew your run time? No, because I'm too slow for it to matter.
Right.
I've had some times where I'm embarrassed that they're on the list, but you know what? I don't care.
As long as you finish, I mean, like it gives you a goal to work towards.
Yeah, like now this one I'm doing Sunday. My goal is, this is my first actual run in a while.
Your goal is to not die.
Well, it's always to not die. It'll start with, I mean, that's just kind of more of an expectation.
Okay.
But no, I mean, I'd like to get out and get back under 35 minutes for a first run of the year. That would be ideal, but if I don't, I'm not gonna. If it winds up being 37, I'm not gonna shoot myself or I'm not gonna cut off half of the route so I can get under 35 minutes.
So ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's. I mean, I get it though. If I'm not an Instagram model, despite what you might read on Wikipedia. I mean, my dog is, but I'm not, and so I'm not worried about trying to impress people. by going out and running a certain time. I'm just going out there to run to push myself, and so I run so that I can drink beer. That's really the whole thing.
Not a bad reason to do it.
And
it's the only reason I exercise.
Yeah. So, I'd like to say it's fun. It's not. It's just something I do.
Yeah.
So, but I've never. There's only one time where I had to cut it off early, and that's when I strained my knee really bad about halfway through a 10K. And so I basically had to turn around and walk back. Mm. But I didn't, you know, at that point, there was no way I could finish the race. So that was a DNF.
But you didn't mark it down as
no.
I finished this race in this time.
No, as a matter of fact, I made sure I didn't cross the little thing that was going to reset me the second time around, because then it would look like I finished it. And, you know, I didn't want to do that because I didn't finish it. But, yeah, I mean, she had a decent enough time going on. So
not good
enough.
You come in at
2.5 hours, 2:40.
Not good
enough. For a first half marathon. That's pretty good. It's a hell of a lot better than I did. All right, guys. Hey, you know what the average interest rate on credit card debt is?
1,000%.
About 18% APR.
Oh, it's close.
You checked yours lately? Because here's the thing. Lightstream, they're going to beat that. You can refinance your high-interest credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You can get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. I'm not really good at math, but 6.14%, better than 18%. And that rate is fixed. It's never going to go up. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. No fees. Can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. And when you've got good credit, you deserve great service and a low-interest fixed-rate loan from Lightstream. That's what they call lending uncomplicated. Want to save even more? Listeners get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.